Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we are going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and I had to do this. I had to do it. We're going to have praise and worship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I told you, I was in deep meditation. I've been in meditation for some time, just praying to God and asking God, would he just open up the windows of heaven, and would he just do some things? And God did it. It was already done, but God did it. And so we're going to praise God, not because of what he did, but because of who he is. And he's a God of truth, and he's a God of revelation, and he's a God of prophecy, and he's almighty, and he's all-powerful. And I want to encourage you. I told you on last night, I said every sickness is not unto death. Well, God says that everything, amen, he says everything has a beginning and an end. And I want Satan to know tonight, God says, expect his presence. And God says that when he speaks, he says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I'm going to tell you like this. You're a Christian, or if you profess to be a Christian, God says, hold on, because a change is going to come. And God is always a God of truth. God is always a God, and he knows everything. Believe me, he knows everything. And so we are going to put Satan on high alert and tell him that God said, please expect him from the heavens. Amen? But we're going to praise and worship God. And we're talking about God Almighty, God our Savior and Jesus Christ. And we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. Listen, I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength where we may be able to make it through this very day. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the revelation and the prophecy, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the vision. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your proclamation. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the light. Lord, we thank you for everything that we've endured. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening up the heavens. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us, Heavenly Father, in a major and mighty way. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are going in. Amen. And we ask, would you just bless those who are thinking about going in. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great praise report this morning. Amen. A testimony. Great praise report. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our health and our strength. We thank you for our bodies. And then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whew. And I'm so excited. And I just want y'all to know, I want to encourage you. I've been a little bit under the weather. with allergies and things of that nature. But I want to encourage you. God says your storm is over. God says he loves. I have to say this. We have some time. God says he loves his prophets. He loves his ministers. He loves the children of God. And we're talking about adults and children. He says he loves all of his children. Then he goes on and he says, many times, he says, Satan has many tactics where Satan likes to interrupt. Satan likes to, Satan is very crafty. God calls him crafty, yes, crafty. But God says that he's bigger. And God says that he's a God of truth. And so God said the spirit of truth is running rapid. And it's running rapid all around. And if you're one of those saints whom God says experienced his glory today, when I say today, I'm talking about after 5 o'clock. If you're one of those, God says that, he says that the spirit of truth is upon you now. He said the spirit of truth, the spirit of who God is, the revelation of God, your destiny. And God says that whatever storm that you're going through, he says he's going to bring you through. He says because he is the spirit of truth. He says no matter how the tornado look, he says no matter how much the zigzag lightning looks, he says no matter how dark it looks, God says he is the light of the world. And because he is the light of the world, God says he can do nothing but shine. And so we are going to give praises unto God. We're going to expect the spirit of God. And so tomorrow is going to be a little different because the Spirit of God filtrates all over this earth, and you're going to hear about different things. God says that he has to, God calls it travel. And it's not by boat. It's not by airplane. God says he has to travel through the hearts of people. He says, and when he travels through the hearts of people, he says that he reigns within us. And God says that your weakness becomes your strength. You become strong. And so when you wake up, God's will in the morning, you're going to feel different, some of you. And that's because the Spirit of God is here. God's been watching. He knows what you're doing. He knows thing about you. The Spirit of God is here. So what does that do for Satan? Satan is scared. He's afraid. But God says that he's here. He says because there are a lot who are calling on the name of Jesus. And Jesus says, at that name, demons tremble. And God says he comes to the rescue. So I want you to just focus on praise and worship. Just know that God says, expect his presence. Amen? And that's in a good way. But it's going to be different because the weather is going to change. And you're going to feel different. You're going to hear about things and be like, what? Nobody but God. Amen? Amen. Now, we're going to go ahead and feast our eyes on a particular song by Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, Nobody But God. We're going to also listen to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Then we're going to hear from Minister Timothy Wright. But we're going to listen to Pastor Benny Hinn, and he's going to sing Hallelujah. Amen. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida. Love. About the Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's one of my favorite songs. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, Jesus is going to do it. Watch and see. Next, we're going to hear from one of my favorite gospel artists, Sister Dorinda Clark Cole. And she's singing Nobody But God. And there are going to be a lot of Nobody But God, different things. But God is going to do it. You watch and C. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Amen. That was Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, Nobody But God. Now we're going to turn to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. So You Would Know. So you would know what? Just how much I love You, Lord. Amen. That was the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, so you would know just how much I would love you. That is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, our Lord is an awesome, awesome God. I don't understand sometimes. We have a little break here. I don't understand sometimes how the Lord just come through. I do not understand it. But you know what? That's not for me to understand, because God says, I'm telling you, God says he always, always, always come through to those, for those who love the Lord. It doesn't matter. Listen to me very closely, because it's 175 people on this line. Praise the Lord. It does not matter what the devil do. It doesn't matter. And you know what? God says that he allows us to see how the world is, because as we go and minister unto people, we're going to deal with people just like that. Those are the burdens that people carry. And if your life is a piece of cake, right, then there is no way you can minister to people. And some people, they say, Lord, I don't know if I want to sign up for this ministry stuff. But God says you have to go through to get to. He says, don't lose heart. He says the devil does a lot of things. You know? He says, but his truth prevails. Believe God. God has already said, God has already said the Spirit of God is here. He's already said that. I'm telling you, expect it. It's going to be different, but expect God and his favor and his mercy. Amen? Now listen. We're going to go a little bit higher, and we're going to listen to Minister Timothy Wright. And he sings, Who's on the Lord's Side? And if you're on the Lord's side, then you need to get up. And I tell you what, the way you know you're on the Lord's side is that God will always come to your rescue. So if you're on the Lord's side, I want you to enjoy this song. This is praise and worship. God is not worried about angelic voices. He's just worried about somebody who can praise him in season and out of season. Listen, we're going to have a good time. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Running. Come on, choir.
The Lord is here.
All right, that was Who's on the Lord's Side. Minister Timothy Wright. Now we're going to listen to Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Every praise is to our God. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And hello, everybody. I see all of your inboxes. How y'all doing? Thank you so much for listening. Amen. That was Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Every praise is to our God. Amen, amen, amen. We're getting ready to listen to Prophetess Sister Juanita Bynum after this brief commercial. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Our mission is better food for everybody. Today, your business must present professionally and beautifully. When you're ready to start a revolution, get a professional email from Google and a beautiful website from Squarespace.
You deserve the glory. And we honor. I lift my hands in worship. And I bless your holy name.
That was our very own prophetess, Juanita Bynum. You are great. And I tell you what, God is great. You just wait and see. Next, we're going to listen to Pastor Byron Cage. The presence of the Lord is here. And you better believe that the presence of the Lord is here. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita. look. Yep. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Guess what? The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here. The presence 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 of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. Everybody blow your trumpets. God's here. Ha! Sound the alarm. Because the Lord is in the temple. Let everybody bow. Let all the people. Lord is here. Everybody blow your trumpet and sound the alarm. Because the Lord is in the temple, let everybody bow. Let all the people. And I'm gonna get my blessing back. I can't feel the presence of the Lord.
just because of him. He'll open up the window and pour you out a blessing. Bring the Lord steps in and bring everything you need. Healing, power, and victory. So it's all up to you, whatever you need him to do.
Amen. We're having a good time in the Lord. I'm telling you, God's going to do it. God's going to do it. We have one more advertisement, and then we're going to listen to Minister Kirk Carr. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Treatments that don't give you clear skin. Be to you who controls your psoriasis with Stellara. Just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Stellara may lower your ability to fight infections and may increase your risk of infections and cancer. Some serious infections require hospitalization. Before treatment, get tested for tuberculosis. Before starting Stellara, tell your doctor if you think you have an infection or have symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Always tell your doctor if you have any signs of infection, have had cancer, if you develop any new skin growths, or if anyone in your house needs or has recently received a vaccine. Alert your doctor of new or worsening problems, including headaches, seizures, confusion, and vision problems. These may be signs of a rare, potentially fatal brain condition. Some serious allergic reactions can occur. Do not take Stellara if you are allergic to Stellara or any of its ingredients.
Most people using Stellara saw 75% clearer skin, and a majority were rated as cleared or minimal at 12 weeks. Be the you who talks to your dermatologist about Stellara.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary. We
lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise.
Come on.
Amen. That was Mr. Kurt Carr. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Text somebody, tell somebody that the AfritaLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on. God has really placed something on my heart, and I want to talk to you because if you're on this line, that means that God has authorized you and ordained you to be on this line. And I want you to know God is on it. There is a spirit, God says, that has been lurking. God calls it Satan. He calls it a demonic spirit. And he says this spirit has called some of his prophets and his ministers and his forerunners and his people who really believe in him. It's a distraction. He says it's not a hindrance because God says he's going to deal with Satan. But he says he wants to encourage the saints of God. He says, you know, you're on this journey. He says, and you have to be, he says, you have to trust God. He says, no matter what, he said, you trust God. He says, because God is always ahead of the devil. Mm-hmm. And so whatever it is, whatever spirit it is, God says, it's about to vanish. He says it's about to vanish away. And so you have to be careful. You have to be very careful of spirits that you entertain. It's very important. I can't say it enough. You have to be careful of the spirits that you entertain. You have to make sure that when you're ministering, you have to make sure that when you're, whatever you're doing, you have to make sure that they were sent by God. One of the things that God says, he says, you know, he says there is a snare. And God calls it, he characterizes a snare as something that causes one to it's a distraction. It's just a distraction. That's what it is. And so God is about to remove the distraction from your life. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, God says that many of his saints are running around here like skeletons because they're thinking, Lord, what in the world? They have no idea that many of them are running around here looking for God. God, where are you? God says, I'm right here. I've been here. I've been watching everything. And God says, it's time for Satan to, he's done enough. Amen? There's a song that says, if the Lord never do anything else, he's done enough. But Satan, God spoke in a vision, and he says, Satan has done enough. And so I want you to know and be encouraged that God says that he is coming, the Spirit of God. He says he's coming. And he says he's coming great. He characterizes it as a tornado, but he says that this is your breakthrough. This is our breakthrough. This is the real deal, Holyfield. This is, God is going to give the true light. He says, because this world is so dark, and because this world is so dark, he says darkness sometimes overshadows the light. And so God says that he says Satan he's done enough. God spoke it today. He said he's done enough. And so God is coming. Just hold on. Just hold on. Don't lose hope. Don't lose courage. Amen. And don't lose your voice. Ooh. All right. So I just want to encourage y'all because I know it's 250 people on. Wow. They're supposed to be asleep. It's 12:09. Okay. But anyway, you know, just make sure that you stay prayed up. Once again, God says, you know, the lesson that you learn is you make sure you know who you're entertaining. You never know who you're entertaining. That's why you have to stay prayed up all the time. You know, God says what you meant for evil is going to work out for my children's good. And so whatever it is that's evil that's going on in your life, God says he's going to turn it around for your good. He says why? He says because he loves you. He says because he knows your intent. Because he knows what you were doing. Because he knows what you stand for. But God says, once he do this in your life, once he does this, God says, you rebuke the devil. He says, and you will know the devil, because the devil has crafty ways. And so you pray to God. We pray to God, God, make evil visible. And you begin to touch and agree, because sometimes Satan is so powerful. And yeah, I said that word because God is speaking through me. Satan is so powerful that he makes it look like, I mean, he's very crafty in what he does. And God says he covers every one of his pathways, because his pathways are crooked. He says, but God is more open, right? And so you have to know who you are entertaining. And God says he's bringing you out of the snare. He says, because he loves you and because he knows you. And so God is revealing. He says, Satan, you've done enough. And I'm telling you, God is going to do it in your life, in our lives. Amen? So don't be disheartened. And just because it is doesn't mean that it will be, God says. He says, because he wants us, y'all, this is hard because we have some people who, on here who are thinking about coming to Christ, and I don't want to scare them away. Then we have some people who are already working with us in the body of Christ. I don't want them to say, forget it. And then there are some who are, you know, they want to work for the body of Christ, but they see all of the things that Christians have to go through. But I want to tell you this. God always prepares us for the next level. He says, I only take my strongest soldiers to battle. My strongest. I don't take anyone who I think is going to give up. I don't take anyone who I think is going to throw in the towel. I don't take anyone who I think is going to lose their mind. He said, I take those who are patient, those who are strong. I give my toughest battles. He says, and then at the ninth hour, he says, at the last hour, he says, that's when their breakthrough and victory comes. He says, but it teaches patience, and it gives people time to go through something. Because you think, Lord, what in the world is going on? Lord, I know. And God says he lets you go through it to get to it, because we're going to have to, the secret is out, we're going to have to minister to people who have gone through things. We're going to have to minister to them. We're going to have to lift them up. They're going to get tired. They're going to need breaks. They're going to need to go into the prayer closet with Jesus for a couple of days. They're going to need to just get on their faces, and they're going to need to pray. And I want y'all to watch, because God, I'm telling you, God says he's coming like a mighty wind. And he's not only talking about in the form of different things, but he's talking about he's gonna do things swiftly. He's going to get those snares out of people's lives because they don't belong there, those snares. And the devil, I'm telling you, the devil is very, very crafty. Very crafty. Very crafty. Very crafty. But God is more wise. And God watches. He's watching the devil. He's watching his tactics. He's teaching his prophets and pastors and disciples how crafty the devil is, so that when those individuals are dispersed out into the world, they will hide the word of God in their hearts, and they will be able to withstand the tricks of the devil, and they will be able to overpower and conquer the devil. I'm telling you, I believe in demonic spirits. I don't believe that demonic spirits walk around and say, I'm a demonic spirit. I believe demonic spirits are in people. I believe that angels are in people. I believe in God. I believe that when God says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. I believe that when God says he's going to show up, he's going to show up. I believe that when God says he's going to remove a snare out of your life, I believe it. When he says he's going to break the yoke, I believe it. When he says he's going to heal you, I believe it. When God says the wrath is going to come upon the people who does evil to his people, I believe it. And that's another thing. Because you have to be careful. Because when you dig a ditch, you better dig too. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. because it looks like, oh, I'm winning. I'm winning the race. I'm running. I'm winning the race. And God says those tables turn real quick. You got to be careful. And I'm telling you, when you have to go through things that the devil throws, you know, it's never fun. It's always like, man, God, where you at? And people are asking, yeah, now where your God is? My God was already here. He's watching, you know. And God said today, he said, you done enough, devil. And I'm telling you, expect some good stuff, okay? All right, I just wanted to tell you that and encourage you because God is good all the time. All right, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. It's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they can go to freetoloveshow.com and click on Number One Love Radio, or go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. In addition to that, if you're a gospel artist, writer, actor, actress, anyone with a positive message, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at Afrida Love or Dr. Afridi Manulove. In addition to that, be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members and your friends. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself, and then pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, make sure that you check out AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, Afrida.HerPages.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the show. Just another encouraging word that God is speaking. Man, God, I'm telling you, God loves his children. He does. Wow. Amen. God said, you're more than a conqueror. He said, you've passed the test. He said, you've kept the faith. You didn't break down. He said, you became discouraged. He said, but you got back up. He said, there were things, he says, that the enemy just had. He says, but you endured. Because why? You're still here. And I tell you, this journey, because I'm talking to my Christian friends now. If you need to go ahead, but God is speaking. If you're a Christian, man, we just talking. We have it hard. You know what I'm saying? Because we're the ones responsible for saving souls. And God says that we have to. He's not going to let us endure a lot. But we have to endure so we can start ministering to people and understanding things that they're going through. And when you go through a storm, you're like, Lord, where are you? And the people are like, now where is your God? And God is like, this is just a training. This is just a training. And we have to continue to look up towards heaven. And then God says, okay, that's enough. And he comes and he gets us. That's how God is. And that's what God wants us to do when we save souls. He says we're out there in the world and we see all of these different souls that need to be saved. He says, and when they're about to just become tired, God says we run over there and we pick them up and say, don't you fall. That's the type of ministry we're talking about. Those are the type of people we're talking about. And so you signed up. You want to be a minister. You want to be a prophet. You want to be in the kingdom of God. It's not easy at all. It's not. It's not easy. You know, God has to, he has to uncover lies. He has to reveal who Satan is. God has to do all that. That's the hard work. God said we had an easy work. All we have to do is go through the training. That's it. But God is a powerful God. He's awesome. And God says that he will not put any more on you than you can bear. Some of you are like, oh, Lord, man, I've been to the hospital. God says you can handle that. I'm going to tell y'all a story. This morning around, I'll say 12 o'clock, my, like, my muscle in my chest started hurting. I thought it was my chest. And so we rushed to the hospital. And they put all these little things on my chest and everything, and they was listening to my heart. So I finally went into my room at the hospital and was in the bed. Oh, my gosh, I was so uncomfortable. But anyway, they started checking my blood and my heart. And so after about 4 hours, they came back. And they said, you're just fine. There's nothing wrong with you. I said, your heart sounds great. Your blood pressure is great. Your blood is great. You're great. I said, that's another blessing. And so God says, you know, that's how it is. He says, you know, we feel the pain, but God's not going to let us go through the pain. He says, we feel it. When I say we feel it, we feel it. We feel the pain. But God says, just as we're getting ready to say, oh, Lord, this pain is too much, God comes and gets us. He says, hey, come on. That's how God is, and that's what ministry is. And you have, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, I was telling God today, and we have about 30 minutes, but I'm not going to take 30 minutes, I'm talking to y'all. If you want to chime in, there's still 150 people listening. I mean, chime in. But anyways, so it's like, you know, the ministry and just giving the word of God, you know, I was praying unto God, and I really admired Sister Juanita Bynum. I was listening to her. I was listening to some other speakers, and they just have great ministries, you know. And if you're thinking about ministry, or if you're thinking about being on air, or if you're thinking about working for God, it's not easy. I'm telling you. Because it's not easy, but it's rewarding. And it's always good to see God at his best, that, you know, just come and just make things great. It's always good, but when God takes you through your discipleship, when God takes you through your ministerial duties and through the things that some of the people in the world go through, sometimes it's not fun at all. Satan has so many tricks, it's not even funny. Satan is very crafty. He's very crafty at what he does, but God always reveals who Satan is, always, at all times, especially when it deals with his anointed. And so I want y'all to keep on keeping on, remain encouraged. And I'm telling you, God has put the word out. He says, Satan, he said, expect me. I don't know who Satan is. I don't know where Satan is. I don't know what Satan did. Well, yeah, I don't know what Satan did. Satan does a lot of things. Satan causes chaos. He does a lot of things. He lies. Satan does a lot of things. But God does more, and he does more positive things. And we're talking about the real Satan, like Satan, Lucifer. And we're talking about the real God, like God. God revealed today. He says, Satan, you've done enough. Expect me. And that's the type of God we serve. Amen. Amen. So I want y'all to stay encouraged. And it's about 12:24. And I'm telling you, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I just don't, like, you know, some of the things that God does at certain times that he does it is amazing. And it's like God comes to your rescue right when you're like, Lord, where are you? God says, I'm here, baby. He comes right there. That's the type of God we serve. And so we should appreciate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's always good, like I said, to know who God is. It's always good to be a blessing to someone. Okay? We're going to get back on schedule on tomorrow, God's will. We're going to have praying with love and power. Yeah, excuse me, my allergies are bothering me. Praying with love and power. And after we have that, praying with love and power, we're going to have top 15,
Stellar Gospel Billboard. So if you're a gospel artist and you're going to the Stellars, if you could, you can email me and I would love to play your music. Or if they're still voting, I would love to know which gospel artists are up for awards. So please be sure to let me know that. But without further ado, I want you guys to just have a great night. God is telling those who have not been sleeping, God says, get you some sleep tonight. He says, because joy comes in the morning. Listen, you're listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, Stellar Music, StellarGospelMusic.com. Thank y'all so much for listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. If you're a gospel artist, as I said before, EMOENYA_love@yahoo.com, be sure to email me. I would love to acknowledge you. Also, we're going to finish up our websites later on over the holidays, so please be sure if you have anything to add to the website, please be sure to email me at EMOENYA_love@yahoo.com. I want to thank y'all so much for listening. May God bless you and take care of you. And once again, expect the Spirit of God. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.